Listening Library presents Edward Eager's Half Magic.
Half Magic by Edward Eager. 1. How it began. It began one day in summer about 30 years ago, and it happened to four children. Jane was the oldest, and Mark was the only boy, and between them they ran everything. Catherine was the middle girl, of docile disposition and a comfort to her mother. She knew she was a comfort and docile, because she'd heard her mother say so. And the others knew she was, too, by now, because ever since that day Catherine would keep boasting about what a comfort she was and how docile, until Jane declared she would utter a piercing shriek and fall over dead if she heard another word about it. This will give you some idea of what Jane and Catherine were like. Martha was the youngest and very difficult. The children never went to the country or a lake in the summer, the way their friends did, because their father was dead and their mother worked very hard on the other newspaper, the one almost nobody on the block took. A woman named Miss Bick came in every day to care for the children, but she couldn't seem to care for them very much, nor they for her. And she wouldn't take them to the country or a lake. She said it was too much to expect, and the sound of waves affected her heart.
Clear Lake isn't the ocean. You can hardly hear it,
Jane told her.
It would attract lightning,
Miss Bick said, which Jane thought cowardly. Besides...